USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden announced Wednesday that his administration would be making a push to get 70% of American adults vaccinated, calling June a month of action. But some health experts have called the president's goal too low. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the administration wanted to set a mark that was reachable in a time frame, but tells ABC News that 70% is just the beginning.
We have wanted to hit a target that was aspirational, doable, and to say that we're done on July 4th if and when we hit 70%, I would say is not true. After we hit 70%, we need to lean in and try and get to 75% and try and get to 80%. But what I would say is right now we have this with this goal. We're working towards it. We knew that this was going to be hard work as we approached it, that, you know, we've hit all the folks who have been streaming in trying to get the vaccine for themselves, and now we're going out one by one getting this vaccine to the people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, the president believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate. And Duke's men's basketball head coach Mike Krzyzewski made it official Thursday, announcing that he'll retire at the end of the upcoming season. Coach K guided Duke to 12 Final Fours and 5 national championships in his 41 years with the Blue Devils and won 3 Olympic gold medals as the coach of Team USA. He said that he wasn't retiring for health reasons or because of changes in the college game, but that it was time to spend more time with his family.
It's certainly not about what's going on with college basketball. Where, boy, the game's changing. All right. I've been in it for 46 years. You mean the game's never changed? You know, in the progression of the game, we have always had to adapt to the changes in culture, the changes in rules, the changes in the world. We're going through one right now. That's not the reason. Those aren't the reasons. Those would be bad reasons, especially the health one.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.